This is Radio Nepal. I am Della Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Secretary of CPC Chongqing Municipality Committee Yan Chachun hold meeting in Chongqing. Nepal and China issue joint statement after Prime Minister Dahal and China's Premier Li Qiang hold meeting. Both countries agree to jointly build trans-Himalayan multidimensional connectivity network. House of Representatives begins discussion on public service broadcasting bill. And at least 100 people killed in blaze at a wedding party in Iraq. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, who is on a week-long official visit of China, has held a meeting with a member of the Political Bureau of the Communist Party of China and Secretary of the CPC Chongqing Municipality Committee Yuan Chachun in Chongqing yesterday. During the meeting, issues of bilateral interests and mutual cooperation and understanding were discussed. Earlier at Chongqing Airport, the Prime Minister was received by Vice Mayors of Chongqing Municipality Dang Yangcheng and Jiang Gaozi. Prime Minister Dahal also visited Chongqing Academy of Agricultural Sciences to study about scientific and modern agricultural system there. A 13-point joint statement has been issued by Nepal and China after bilateral talks held between Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and China's Premier Li Qiang in Beijing yesterday. According to the statement, Nepal and China agreed to strengthen strategic communication, pursue high-quality Belt and Road cooperation, and deepen and expand mutually beneficial cooperation in various fields. Likewise, the Nepali side reiterated its firm commitment to the One China principle. Nepal reiterated that Tibet affairs are China's internal affairs, that it will never allow any separatist activities against China on Nepal's soil. The statement further reads that China firmly supports Nepal in upholding its independence, sovereignty and territorial integrity, and respects and supports Nepal's independent choice of social system and development path that suit its national conditions. Both sides also expressed their commitment to accelerate the consultations to finalize the text on the BRI implementation plan at an early date. Nepal and China further agreed to strengthen connectivity in such areas as ports, roads, railways, airways and grids in an orderly manner and jointly build the Trans-Himalayan Multidimensional Connectivity Network. Both countries agreed to undertake joint inspection of China-Nepal boundary. The two sides agreed to bring into force the agreement between the two countries on the boundary management system at the earliest. The joint statement also mentions that the two countries expressed satisfaction over the outcomes of Prime Minister Dahal's visit to China and agreed that the visit is of great significance to advancing the China-Nepal strategic partnership of cooperation, featuring everlasting friendship for development and prosperity. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat has called for concessional financial assistance for the development of underdeveloped countries like Nepal. Addressing the Governor's Business Roundtable at the meeting of the Board of Governors of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank held in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt, the Finance Minister urged the member states to agree to the proposal made by Nepal for the arrangement of a separate mechanism for concessional financial assistance. He added that low-income countries needed assistance for economic revival and development, green infrastructure development, expansion of access to financial resources, development of technical climate-induced disaster management, and social security. The theoretical discussion on the Public Service Broadcasting Bill has begun in the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee of the House of Representatives. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma in the meeting said the Public Service Broadcasting Bill had been taken ahead to make public media accountable and responsible towards people. Minister Sharma also made it clear that the bill would be enriched based on the suggestions of experts after discussing the bill thoroughly. The 44th World Tourism Day is being observed in Nepal by organizing various programs. On the occasion, the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Nepal Tourism Board, Department of Tourism and leading organizations of tourism sector are celebrating the day with several activities. With the slogan Tourism and Green Investment, the World Tourism Day is being observed in Nepal. In order to mark the day in a fanfare, the 44th World Tourism Day main function committee has been formed under the premiership of Minister for Tourism, Sudhan Kirati. According to the ministry spokesperson, Rajendra Kumar KC, the tourism minister had welcomed foreign tourists at the Trivandrum International Airport through the first flight at 6 a.m. this morning. Likewise, a morning rally is being held from Patan Dhoka Lalitpur to Mangal Bajar at 7:30 a.m. today. A formal program is also being organized in Patan Darbar area. The Supreme Court has short government's response in writing on why cases were not lost against former Prime Ministers Duo Madhav Kumar Nepal and Dr. Babaram Bhattrai in connection with the Lalita Niwas land scam. A single bench of Justice Vinod Sharma yesterday issued a show cause notice in the name of government over the matter after a preliminary hearing on a writ petition. Senior advocate Balkrishna Nupane had filed the writ petition at the Supreme Court, stating that the former Prime Minister Duo were given exemption in the Lalita Niwas land scam. Likewise, the Supreme Court has also ordered to submit two other writ petitions together that were filed before the demanded to register the supplementary charge sheet against the two former Prime Ministers, Dr. Babaram Bhattrai and Madhav Kumar Nepal. Parliamentary Party of the Nepali Congress has held discussions with stakeholders on the issues, including school education bill registered in the House of Representatives and agreement signed between the government and teachers. During the meeting, chiefs and representatives of teachers, Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba said the school education bill should be passed, addressing the problems of all stakeholders, including community school teachers and staffs. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security and Acting Minister for Water Supplies, Sarat Singh Bhandari, says the government is aware of its responsibility to ensure the citizens' access to clean and pure drinking water. Addressing to a national conclave on joint sector review in water supply, sanitation and hygiene in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Bhandari said collective efforts were essential to address people's basic needs such as access to drinking water and hygiene. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 100 people have died and 150 others injured after a fire broke out at a wedding in northern Iraq, state media has reported. According to the BBC, the bride and the groom are reported to be among the victims, according to local media. The fire happened in the district of Al-Hamdaniya in Iraq's northern Nineveh province late on Tuesday evening. It is not yet clear what caused the blaze, but early reports say it broke out after fireworks were lit. Flammable panels in the building may have helped the flames spread, causing parts of the ceiling to fall down. The fire led to the collapse of parts of the hall as a result of the use of highly flammable, low-cost building materials that collapse within minutes when fire breaks out. Eyewitnesses said hundreds of people were there celebrating when the building caught fire at around 10:45 local time. U.S. President Joe Biden has backed striking cow workers in Michigan during a visit to their picket line first for sitting U.S. president. According to BBC, the U.S. president said that the workers deserve raises and other concessions they are seeking. In a brief remark to the picketing workers on Tuesday, the Democratic president said that they deserve the significant raise they need and all the benefits. He added that the workers should be doing as incredibly well as the companies that employ them. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province and at one or two places of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 30.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Secretary of CPC Chongqing Municipality Committee Yuan Chachun hold meeting in Chongqing. Nepal and China issued joint statement after Prime Minister Dahal and China's Premier Li Chang hold meeting. Both countries agreed to jointly build Trans-Himalayan multidimensional connectivity network. House of Representatives begins discussion on public service broadcasting bill. And at least 100 people killed in blaze at a wedding party in Iraq. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.